you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. An arrest in a more than 10-year-long alleged serial killing spree involving 11 bodies recovered from a beach in Long Island, New York. A man's charged with murders of three women whose bodies were among 11 recovered from a beach. Police linked him to disposable cell phones, says Suffolk County District Attorney Raymond Tierney.
For each of the murders, he got an individual burner phone, and he used that to communicate with the victims. Then shortly after the death of the victims, he then would get rid of the burner phone.
Rex Heuermann's lawyer entered a not guilty plea for his client Friday. House Republicans okayed a defense spending bill that Democrats say has no chance in the Senate. It restricts abortion access, bans gender-affirming care, and prohibits diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed a new abortion bill into law, banning the procedure at about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Big, big Mega Millions jackpot at stake tonight. Big Powerball pot Saturday night. This is ABC News. The Hollywood actors' strike is already affecting some pretty big films.
Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 is going to top the box office this weekend.
There's no place that I won't go to kill you.
And Part 2 is almost finished, but it's one of the projects reportedly shut down by the actors' strike. And it's far from the only sequel. Gladiator 2, Beetlejuice 2, Deadpool 3, Venom 3, all among the big projects on pause. And most TV shows have already shut down because of the writer's strike, but one show that is still filming is the Game of Thrones spinoff House of the Dragon, because most of the actors are UK-based and in a different union that can't strike. Jason Athenson, ABC News.
The manhunt continues for a prisoner who escaped from a northwestern Pennsylvania jail last week. There's a $22,000 reward for information leading to the capture of Michael Burham. He faces several charges, including kidnapping and burglary, and he is suspected of murder. Law enforcement officials say Burham may be injured. Pennsylvania State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
He is no doubt becoming more desperate and will attempt to acquire the things he needs to survive.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time? I'm so cool. 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
I'm so cool. Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin, and happy Friday. And we basically have back-to-back guests all day today, which is going to make for a great show, a great Friday. And I'm not even going to beat around the bush because we only have our first guest for a short period of time. And I want to make sure to get as many questions in as possible. But I am so excited to have Melissa Temple, who has been probably more in more of the news and national news than you probably ever thought you ever would be. Right, Melissa?
That's for sure. Yes.
Hi. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm especially considering, you know, if I was you, 2 days after what Wednesday probably was, just like, I want to hibernate for a while. So we really appreciate you jumping on the phone with us this morning. And so I guess just to start off with, to have a little exercise that I'm sure you've done with your first graders in the past, is there any feeling words you want to identify?
Oh, my God. I don't know if this is a feeling word, but I think I'm kind of in denial and I'm a little shocked about what's happening right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I guess, I mean, that leads to my kind of next question as this, because it's been since March that everything started.
Yeah, it was March 21st is when I tweeted the first time.
And I guess in this, did you always kind of think that there was a chance that you were going to keep teaching? And is this the outcome that you thought was going to happen? Or is it something that is still feels like you said, just surprising?
I'm just good at like burying my feelings. I always thought there was like a little bit of a chance that I was going to keep my job, but in the beginning I definitely didn't think that they were going to take it to this level. I don't even use Twitter. Like, I don't even know how. I had to ask my teenage daughters, like, how do I see when someone mentions my name? Yeah. So I had a Twitter account because during Act 10, I was driving to Madison and like people were at that point, like using Twitter to like post, like, here's where there's free pizza from Ian, you know? So I made an account so that I could communicate with what's happening at the rallies in Madison, you know? And then I just left it for years. So, yeah.
And so I guess that's really interesting because I hadn't even thought about that as far as like when, if you can take me back to when the Rainbow Land and the song and the decision, because that's basically what's come down. I feel like there's conversations that are around the song. And I think the bigger conversation that's happening, not only just in Waukesha School District, but across the
state, across the country, with LGBTQ policies coming into place. But this is also like a First Amendment rights. What are you allowed to say? What are you not allowed to say on your time as a teacher? And so I guess when you were obviously very frustrated with what happened at school regarding the song, is it was like the tweet just kind of like a knee-jerk reaction of like, I don't know what else to do? Or like, what was kind of like the initial motivation to like get the information out there?
No, 100%.
Yeah.
It was 100%. Like, I can tell you exactly what happened. The music teacher wanted to collaborate with us this year. You know, he had a music program. He asked us what songs we sang songs in my first grade, you know, and he sang songs in his class. So he was like, hey, it probably doesn't look good if you guys are singing songs and I'm singing songs and like, I'm not involved, you know, but the music program was 100% his thing, you know? And so when he came up with the song and everything, and we thought it was awesome, but then when he told us it wasn't allowed, I said, this is crazy. Like, this policy on the controversial content has gone to this next level. And like, this is so ridiculous. Like, I knew people were going to be interested to hear how the extent of how they were applying this policy. And so I said to the music teacher, I was like, I'm telling Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton on them, because I'm a first grade teacher and that's what I do. I tell on people. And so I just said, like, look at this is so ridiculous, you know? And that was one of the things that was really frustrating, is that during the hearing the day before yesterday, they kept saying like, why did you make your complaint? You made a complaint. Like, no, I'm not making a complaint. I'm telling people things that have happened on my personal time. You know, it was like 7 p.m. at night. None of the tweets that I made were during the school day. None of the comments. I have 24 six-year-olds in a classroom. Tell me when I'm going to go look at my Twitter account.
Yeah.
Like, there's, I don't even check my work email during the day. You know, like, you need to call my room if you want to tell me. So I don't even look at my text messages. Like, my friends are like, okay, she's gone, you know, from 8 to 4. Don't expect to like make any plans until after the kids leave. So, it was just crazy that they tried to allege that I was speaking on my own, you know, during my work time or as part of my official duties and all that stuff.
And so I guess we're talking to Melissa Temple, who is, I guess, I hate to put it in such a blunt term, but a former Waukesha teacher.
Okay.
As
my email account and my...
Yeah. And, I mean, I think the thing, because I do want to get back for people to understand what the controversial content policy is, but I think I also want to highlight for people who may... And I highlighted this because I did make a video. I made a couple videos about this at Journal Sentinel. But I just want to highlight for people who may have not understood your background as a teacher. You've been teaching for 23 years. You're a national board certified teacher. Mm-hmm. You were rated distinguished educator by your administrators for 3 years in a row. You were named outstanding educator by Wisconsin Badgers Athletics and Wisconsin Education Association for Council. You're a dual language, and you've never prior to this had any disciplinary action in your entire career. Is all of that accurate?
It's 100% accurate.
And so...
Yeah. I also won a bunch of other awards that I didn't talk about.
You didn't talk about. So you are good at this.
Controversial.
Yes.
Inclusive. What?
But I said, it suffice to say that you were good at your job. And simultaneously...
Well, thank you.
It is... Tell us a little bit more about the controversy content policy, and that is kind of the umbrella of what was decided because what made the decision about Rainbowland.
Sure. Well, we still don't have the facts about exactly if the controversial issue policy applied to Rainbowland, but
okay,
that is definitely what I thought was happening when I made the tweet.
Okay.
We were told, like, starting way back 2 years ago, we were told we can't have any signs that could be seen as controversial in our classrooms. So it was Black Lives Matter. I believe that was right after George Floyd was murdered. And, you know, we couldn't have Black Lives Matter. We couldn't have thin blue line signs, which I was like, okay, you know, I don't agree with that, but, like, I understand why that could be seen as political to, you know, others.
Mm-hmm.
And then, though, the part that really got me tripped up when we got that notice was that they also said we can't have a sign that says anti-racist classroom, which I just, it like blew my mind to the point where I was like, I don't know if I can work for a place that says I can't say I identify as a woman of color. I'm half Korean, right? Mm-hmm. So like in your own workplace, you're not allowed to say that like you're against racism. It was just super weird to me. And that's when I started connecting with the Parent Alliance, because I was like, who's fighting this? You know, this is just the most ludicrous. But then they just kept going with it. And so then eventually they did change the policies to say that you can't have anything in the classroom that's controversial. You can't have a sign that has a rainbow on it if it says all are welcome here. You can't have safe space stickers that are historically known as a place to, you know, make everyone feel inclusive. And a way to marker yourself as somebody who is compassionate and understanding towards different marginalized groups, you know, including the LGBTQ community. So it just kind of spiraled out of control. And that's why when we got to the Rainbow Land thing, I was like, people are going to be really interested to know what's going on here.
Well, and that's the thing that I think it comes down to, there was either like, the argument that you should have kept it in-house and raised your concerns to the school and to your principal and to the board and everything like that. But I kind of, on your behalf, I was trying not to speak for you, but as we were talking about this yesterday, it seems like it snowballed. And so it wasn't just the one incident of Rainbow Land. It was kind of what you just said. It was like thing after thing after thing where it starts to feel like more people need to know that this is happening. Is that a correct kind of assessment
exactly.
of how it escalated?
Exactly. I mean, that's my goal with all of this, is to help people understand that this isn't just happening in Florida or like Georgia or Texas. Like, this is happening here in Wisconsin. And yeah, it's Waukesha. And yeah, Waukesha has a reputation, right? But there are also really awesome people in Waukesha that don't want this to happen. There's also all these little districts that you see around Waukesha that are now doing these copycat policies. And I'm sure you've seen some of them, and it's just horrific. Like, you know, bathroom policies, mm-hmm. policies about what sports you can play. They're removing signs that promote inclusivity in some districts. And that's all happened in the past couple months since I was put on leave. So it's quickly, you know, moving in the wrong direction. And I think people oftentimes say, oh, well, yeah, of course that's happening. You know, Florida man, of course, you know, but it's not like that anymore. It's really, you know, coming to a really disturbing and scary level.
And that's what we were talking about.
Like, right before the...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, right before I was put on leave, we were also told we can't use student names or pronouns unless they're the same as the ones listed on their official documents. And that there was never any communication to parents that one day your child could be called their preferred name and the next day they were going to be back to using their dead name. They never even told parents that. And when I brought it to the attention of the superintendent, he said, well, we gave them a copy of the policy. I'm like, so you expect parents to like read through this mumbo jumbo, you know, academic policy stuff? You need to give them a heads up and let them know what's happening. This is damaging to our kids.
Absolutely. Melissa, can you stick around for another segment?
Sure. But I want to give a shout out to my student Audrey because she bought me 2 donuts. Thanks, Audrey.
All right, we got to take a break. Melissa Temple will still be here when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
We are in the venue. Every color, every unit shining. Together we can start living in a rainbow.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Mankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 57 overnight under partly cloudy skies. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 81. Lows level off around 53 tomorrow night. Highs level off around 76 Sunday with a chance for scattered storms. 73 mainly sunny skies Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 66.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Mankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for going Western Monday. Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, and let's not forget, it wasn't just African-Americans that served with distinction in World War II. It was also Japanese-Americans that came from the internment camps to serve in the United for the United States, not only in Europe, but also in the European, the Pacific field of operations. And many of them served heroically there as well. But I don't, the Republicans are just completely out. They've lost it, as you said. I mean, and Tom Tiffany apparently said he questioned whether he would support aid going to England during World War II. Prior to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, that, you know, and it is just, right. I mean, that if you can't answer that question today and just say Nazism is bad, that you've got no business in public office at all, and you should be called out on that as well. I mean, that saying that, it means you support white supremacy and you support Nazis. I mean, he maybe he's too stupid to understand that, but I mean, that it's something, a question he should be confronted with. You mean that because these clones are just clones. They're trying to beat the abortion issue, and it is just ridiculous. I mean, we got Mike Pence now saying that women should be required to carry a dead baby in their womb. That it's just ridiculous. And I don't know who they think they're fooling. And, you know, that it's an ever declining batch of people that think like that. And but they seem to think that they need to give those people service rather than the people of the United States and our U.S. military. As you said, some of these women, their lives are at risk, and that, and these same Republicans would probably be denying these women free access to birth control. I mean, it is just
right. Here's the thing:
it staggers my imagination.
Yeah, Mark, thanks for calling in. Here's the thing, and I don't think we need to gild the lily on this. I mean, Tom Tiffany, voted against any military aid to Ukraine. And B has voted for a defense appropriation bill. Voted for a defense appropriation bill that would outlaw the government, say the Army, helping with transportation for a female enlisted soldier. They don't make hardly any money, believe me. Going somewhere to be treated if her life's in danger. You've got to focus on something. There are right now something like 14 states that have outlawed abortion, and they are the home of 70 million Americans. We have about 340 million people in this country, so a little over 20% of the country. We have Army bases in a lot of these places. We have Navy personnel in the ones where there are ports. This is very serious. If a woman in the Army is stationed, you know, Fort Sill, Oklahoma, I had a buddy, did artillery training in Fort Sill, Oklahoma. It's still artillery out there. And there are women out there. If you're an E1 or an E2, enlisted one, enlisted two, you make no money. If you go in, the doctor says you have sepsis.
or you have an ectopic pregnancy, and your life is in danger. The Army can't let her on standby get a plane out of Oklahoma. You know, now, I mean, not all these states is it a short drive to an adjacent legal state. They are micromanaging our military. Congress should not be micromanaging our military. Some of them are draft dodgers and many of them are chicken hawks. The first sound of a shot fired in anger, they'd be groveling on the floor. So who said they can be doing this? They should decide how much money in good faith we should allocate to the military. Right now it's $880 billion to buy planes and ships and guns, ammo, pay soldiers and sailors, and then step back. The president of the United States is the commander in chief, not them, not these chicken hawks. Going to the lines, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Oh, man, it just gets worse every day. I hate to tell you, great show as usual and great callers. And I have to say that, you know what, I look at him now, you know, I can't even stand to watch him talk anymore. You know, I always watch live for many years, and I've never seen the degradation of the people that are serving on the Republican Party. To me, they're like a bunch of animals. I'm serious about this. They attack anybody that don't kowtow to them, and they, if it's a war against anybody who is not a white male. This is a war on women. There's plenty of women who get raped in the military. Maybe not in their, but while they are in the military, what are they going to do about that? I mean, they're just sick. I don't get this. I have never seen these type of animalistic behaviors. They don't do anything worthwhile. They have no brains in their head. They don't try to talk with people and say, okay, how do we fix the issues that people in our country are concerned about? They want to go after women. You better have a goddamn baby. You don't have insurance. Tough tomatoes. You end up on the street. Too bad for you. We don't take care of kids. Goddamn Johnson from Wisconsin. I mean, these people are, I'm sorry to call it that, but it's from my own opinion and my upbringing and teaching kids in Sunday school, Bible school. These people are evil. I'm sorry. All they do is go after people. They never try to raise people up. They never try to look for goodness in people. They're just spewing out all this ugly, terroristic behaviors and hurting our country significantly. Sorry, Matt, I couldn't hold it. I had to spew it out on Friday. So thank you very much. This is horrifying. I challenge everybody to watch these people in meetings, real meetings, and see how ridiculous they are. Thank you, Matt. You have a good weekend. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Jane. Your calls are the best. The highlight of my day. I see the rest of you on the lines. We're going to a break. Do not hang up. It's a direct order. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride, but she don't care.
Summer, Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK has a new starting lineup. 1215, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct, WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. An arrest in a more than 10-year-long alleged serial killing spree involving 11 bodies recovered from a beach in Long Island, New York. A man's charged with murders of three women whose bodies were among 11 recovered from a beach. Police linked him to disposable cell phones, says Suffolk County District Attorney Raymond Tierney.
For each of the murders, he got an individual burner phone, and he used that to communicate with the victims. Then shortly after the death of the victims, he then would get rid of the burner phone.
Rex Heumann's lawyer entered a not guilty plea for his client Friday. House Republicans okayed a defense spending bill that Democrats say has no chance in the Senate. It restricts abortion access, bans gender-affirming care, and prohibits diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed a new abortion bill into law, banning the procedure at about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Big, big Mega Millions jackpot at stake tonight. Big Powerball pot Saturday night. This is ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to the Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we go right to the lines. Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bob of Madison?
Okay, yeah, I'm defamation on my mind and Fox News on my mind, and they've already got a $1 billion lawsuit against them, and Smartmatic is another $2 billion, and the other small, the Epps thing and so forth. Is it possible with enough defamation lawsuits to declare them an illegal organization the way they did the Trump Organization in New York? I'm just wondering, is there a way to take down Fox for all their lies, demonstrate them in court, and create a bunch of defamation lawsuits and bankrupt the whole gizmo? Is that a ridiculous idea, or how possible is that, in your opinion?
That's very creative. All right, let me deconstruct that and also give a little more background in what Bob Madison just said. Very important issue. Fox right now is now facing, as of the other day, two major defamation lawsuits. One of them had been filed by Smartmatic, as Bob said, at $2.7 billion because Tucker Carlson and all of their hosts went on the air and lied, said that Smartmatic's technology could be hacked and that it was unreliable. When you say that about a company's core business, that's a death sentence. They start losing an awful lot of customers. So they sued. Fox already has paid what, $790 million or $800 million to Dominion for lying. And now Smartmatic is 2.7. That's what they're asking. Doesn't mean they're going to get all of that. They fired Tucker Carlson. But they're at it again. Here's the second lawsuit referenced by Bob Madison. They've just been sued by James Ray Epps Sr. Who's James Ray Epps Sr.? James Ray Epps Sr., I believe he still lives in Arizona, is a guy who watches only Fox, and he watched it, and he was convinced by Fox and by Trump that there'd been fraud in the election and Trump actually won it. Of course, that's false. The fraud came from Trump himself. Trump lost it by seven million votes nationally, about 30 electoral votes, maybe a little more, 40. Anyways, maybe 60. Biden got about 306 electoral votes. He only needed 270. In any event, James Ray Epps Sr., based on the misinformation from Fox and from Trump, went to Washington, D.C. for January 6th. He listened to Trump. He went up to the Capitol. I don't believe he's been convicted. I don't believe he did anything wrong, but he got swept up in the whole thing. Well, Tucker Carlson, when January 6th fell apart, Tucker Carlson, by the way, I've never met the guy, but this is a seriously deranged guy. I mean, he just will flat out lie, even in the background of his emails and what he says to staff. He knows he's lying. He thinks this is just entertainment, not news, and he can lie and people will like it. Problem is, a lot of them believe it. Anyway, he goes on the air, Tucker Carlson, and he goes, there is a man named James Ray Epps Sr. He was an undercover federal agent. and he and other undercover federal agents ginned up January 6th, not Trump supporters. That's what he said. Now, first of all, that endangered James Ray Epps Sr. Guys look at him and say, what, you're a Fed? You know, I mean, that's a very, very dangerous thing. Secondly, it was false. James Ray Epps Sr. had nothing to do with the Feds. He was a Trump supporter. So what happens is other media asked the federal government, they look at him, they say, we never heard of this guy. He's not one of us. We didn't gin this thing up. But Tucker Carlson kept saying the FBI did it and James Ray Epps Sr. did it. How the hell he came up with some obscure guy, I don't know. But it wasn't funny to James Ray Epps Sr. It was not funny to him. So he sued Tucker Carlson and he sued Fox and he wants a lot of money. Now he's not going to get $790 million. It's what his reputation is worth. He clearly was lying and he clearly has been damaged. I mean, people won't associate with him, I think. But what's that worth? It's whatever jury says it's worth. But even if he gets a couple of million bucks, that ain't chump change. So that's what's going on with Fox. But the thing that kills me about it, that kills me about Fox, they pay and Bob of Madison asked, can the mere fact of the filing of a lawsuit help shut a company down? The answer is no. Back prior to the early 70s, if you started a lawsuit against somebody, say they owed you money or something, you could freeze their bank accounts, believe it or not, in some states. And it puts a lot of pressure on them. And finally, about 50 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, you can't have some anticipatory remedy like that just freezes a guy. There has to be an actual judgment that said he owes you the money, because he might not owe you the money. So you can't just because they're sued. And now, I suppose one exception is, you could talk about this FCC license, but even that, I do not think that the Supreme Court, and I wouldn't countenance saying, all right, just because somebody sues somebody, you shut them down. Otherwise, billionaires would be suing Democratic news installations all the time. So, no, you can't do that. However, Tucker, how much does Tucker Carlson have to lie and Fox hosts have to lie? And how much money do they have to pay before they stop lying? They are still lying about Biden and China, Joe Biden. They are saying there is a secret informant who has testified that Joe Biden got money from China. This secret informant, this gal left, was a Chinese spy himself. China planted him to say that. He was indicted on 6 or 8 felony counts in the Southern District of New York, arrested in Cyprus because we have an extradition treaty. Everybody in Europe is very, very liberal on bail. They let him out and he disappeared. He's on the lam. We're hunting for him. We are hunting for him. Fox is still doesn't say any of that. Fox will still say, well, there's a reliable informant. And Comer, this guy from Kentucky, and I told you earlier, is one of the ones who voted to cut off all aid to Ukraine. He's going, well, we remember he gave a statement back a couple of months ago. He said, there's an informant who said this. He said, we're trying to get hold of him. Remember, these people in the spy business, they don't stay put in one place very long. This is a guy who is indicted as a Chinese spy. And then Nancy Mace, even, who comes across, she's from South Carolina, Republican, a pain in the neck. She comes out trying to be moderate, and she goes, well, he was indicted to shut him up. Now, wait a minute. He was a Chinese spy. Okay? He violated American law. He also was an arms dealer in the United Arab Emirates in Kenya. That's in the indictment. What, they're not supposed to indict him because the Chinese put him up to line? And Fox puts him on. I have a question. What's happened to the Republican Party? What's happened to the Republican Party I knew as a kid? Dwight Eisenhower was a well-respected figure. Ronald Reagan was a well-respected figure. Tommy Thompson was a well-respected figure. Lee Dreyfus was a well-respected figure. Warren Knowles was a well-respected figure. They didn't do this kind of stuff. Did it start with Scott Walker? It was Scott Walker, but I think it started before that. Newt Gingrich, maybe. But somewhere along the line, they end up with Trump. And now it's not just Trump. These people are coming across like people in Village of the Damned. I have not seen the recent Village of the Damned, but in the 60s, there was a Village of the Damned. And everybody walked around looking perfectly normal in American town. Suddenly, with some signal, they stand still like statues, and then their eyes start to sparkle. It really, it was a very, very, very creepy thing. That's what the Republicans are like now, except for Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, most of them. They won't promote our military officers. They will not vote for money for any reason unless we now get rid of the debt deal, which we just terminated, which just concluded, I should say. They are trying to micromanage all of human conduct by the power of the purse and by saying, we're going to throw us into bankruptcy. What happened? What happened? And Fox is still enabling them. What, $790 million isn't enough? Didn't that take a hit? I mean, you fired Tucker Carlson, Smartmatic, and this guy Epps are suing you, and you're still lying about Joe Biden, still lying about China. Why don't you do a segment on the guy, the Chinese spy who's behind it? I'd like to see that. Why don't you do that? We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday. Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I wish it was only Fox News, but you have right-wing cogs in this state that bought into the big lie. The list goes on and on. Gableman, Voss. Heck, we got an elected senator that... he was in with the big lie and congressional delegation and everything else. So, but on the plus side here, I think civic media is a step in the right direction. You're getting local radio back, which helps on the local political end. And basically, people are able to hear the truth. People are able to call in here, like Jeannie from Eau Claire and other callers, and voice their opinions. And I think that's really going to help. Get get the truth out there anyway, because you can't keep going on this way, in my mind. I think, for me, the thing that helped Judge Janet get on the Supreme Court was the three that were on there. Well, it was four of them that completely lied about the election and sided with Trump. So Civic Media is a big shout-out for the people that put this together. It's a big deal. You've lost a lot of your local papers and news. So basically today, I just want to give a shout-out to your callers and Civic Media, getting the truth out. And I think Judge Janet's a big step in the right direction. So happy Friday to you, Matt, and thanks for you and your callers. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Paul. Listen, we really appreciate that. We're real proud of Civic Media. And the owners, Sage Weil and Mike Crudy, do a hell of a job. And so do all the announcers. My friend Dot Albo just leading into my show, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Krupp, that have come after me, and all the other hosts. We really appreciate our callers. We really appreciate you. And I really appreciate it. Thank you. Going back to the lines, Aiden of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Aiden, what's in your mind today?
Hi. Yeah, just wanted to let you know, I was just at the Sauk County Fair, and it was interesting. I went to the Democratic Party booth, and I went to the Republican Party booth. Stark difference from both. At the Democratic Party booth, they had giving out, you know, stickers that say, you know, go vote, that sort of thing, and then you could also write on a Post-it what issues you stood for. Things like that. At the Republican Party booth, they had four petitions you could sign, of course. Can you guess what they were? We got one for going after Hunter Biden, because I said, I sort of acted dumb, and I was like, oh, why are we going after Hunter? And he's like, well, his taxes, that sort of thing. Then the second one was, of course, keeping girls in sports, only girls that are born a female or whatever. The third one was keeping our border, you know, closed for, you know, whatever reason. And then the fourth one, I believe, was something to do with the military, but it was just, you know, they're getting you. And I said, where do these things go? You know, what happens if I, you know, if I sign up? Oh, they go to Ron Johnson. We send them over to Ron and he takes a look at them. It's like, come on.
Aiden, I love your call. I got to go to a break right now. Be sure to call out in the future. That's actually very valuable field research. Appreciate your call. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemmyhew, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 57 overnight under partly cloudy skies. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs around 81, partly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 53 tomorrow night. Temperatures below average Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 65.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News, and at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to alert you to something that's going on in Florida. Remember how many times have we said fascism creeps in on little cat's feet? Well, it's creeping in rather quickly. Down in Florida, after a lot of repressive legislation, all of which would have been stopped if we had a Voting Rights Act, H.R. 1 and S.B. 1, Republicans filibustered it. We could have gotten rid of the filibuster just for that bill if Manchin and Sinema had gone along. They refused to go along. And here's an example of what's going on. Florida has a program to go after voter registration groups that reach out in minority communities. In the last less than two years, so it'd be October of 22 to what is this, July of 23, less than 1 year, they have fined voter registration groups that reach out to minorities more than $100,000. Now, many of these groups, take something like the League of Women Voters, and I don't know if that was one of the ones that was fined or not, but it's very, very hard to raise money. Everybody that I know gets emails all the time saying, you know, contribute to my campaign. To give money to a voter registration group is very important, but not everybody does it. When you nick them for $100,000, you can put them out of business. And here's an example, one of the top reasons they were fined. Because they were fined because somebody that they counseled submitted an application to vote to the wrong county. You know, not that it was somehow wrong in other respects. This is an eligible voter, but it's the wrong county. Well, let me ask you a question. You live in Bayside, Wisconsin. Bayside, Wisconsin, suburb of Milwaukee to the north, just north of Fox Point. If somebody asked you, do you live in Ozaukee County or Milwaukee County? You could be in either county in that town, in that that village. I don't know what they call it. It's very small. There are ambiguities. A lot of people I talk to say, I say, who's your congressman? They don't know. Who's your state senator? Who's your member of the assembly? To find these people is wrong. But what it is doing is voter registrations have dropped in Florida since 2019, the last year preceding a presidential election. So you look at the voter registration the year before a presidential election. The last one is 2019. This is 2023. They've gone down. They've gone down. In Georgia, there were 100,000 challenges to voters, 100,000 challenges, virtually all of them African-American, Fulton County, or areas that vote Democratic. 89,000 of the 100,000 were filed by six people, right-wing activists. The other 11,000 came from 12 more right-wing activists, all supported by right-wing groups. All of this could have been barred, but choose up time for voter registration by having clerks have to deal with these spurious challenges, and the courts down there don't sanction these people or put them in jail for lying about these challenges. We go to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jack?
A couple of things are on my mind right now. The first thing, though, is that I wouldn't say fascism is creeping into Florida on little cat's feet. It's more like it's clomping in on Clydesdale hoof. secondly, there was a bill proposed in the Florida legislature that would ban any political party that had ever advocated slavery. And, of course, there's only one extant political party that's done that. That's the Democratic Party. So that would make Florida essentially a one-party state. That's sort of like Russia, China, North Korea. You get the picture. I'm wondering what happened to that bill, if it's still in the legislature or if they just gave up on it.
Yeah, I followed that bill, and for the benefit of all the people out there, the Democratic Party advocated slavery in the 1850s. That was when it was the Southern Party, the Slavery Party. The parties have completely flipped. Abraham Lincoln, they started the Republican Party, Ripon, Wisconsin. Abraham Lincoln was an abolitionist. He freed the slaves. He fought a civil war, and the Republican Party, believe it or not, was the Civil Rights Party, the better right party for the rights of African-American people after 1860, right up through Franklin Roosevelt and beyond. Even Dwight Eisenhower in the 50s sent troops down to the South to integrate schools. Democratic presidents that came up, let's take in between Teddy Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, was a Democrat. He resegregated the Federal Service. Teddy Roosevelt, Republican presidents, had integrated the Federal Service employees. Woodrow Wilson, a Democrat, even back then, even back in 110 years ago, was a racist. He resegregated it. When Franklin Roosevelt, actually it was Al Smith in 1928 that put together a coalition that elected Franklin Roosevelt in 1932, that was the first time minorities were welcome in the Democratic Party. And then with Truman, and then obviously with Kennedy and so on. And then, but then, even then, there were parallel commitments to civil rights. Eisenhower had a commitment. What happened was Nixon adopted the Southern strategy to get the old right-wing Democrats from the South on his side. And then you fast forward, and I don't want to go through every president in the last 20 years, 30 years, but you end up with Trump. You end up with the Freedom Caucus. You end up with, so to Jack of Merrimack's question, that bill died. Down there, it didn't have enough votes to get on the floor. They realized that got so criticized. It died. But the point is, they laid a marker down. When you do things like that, and everything that they're doing down there in Florida, finding $100,000 in less than a year, civil rights groups that reach out for voter registration, ginning up offenses, submitting the application in the wrong county. Okay, you just say it's the wrong county, put it in the right county. If they were in Bayside, you put it to Ozaukee County, they say, no, you're the street in Bayside that's in Milwaukee County. This is the appearance of the rule of law without the reality. This is what they do in Russia. This is what they do in China. They have elections. They do this and that. But only one guy's on the ballot and the other guy goes to jail. That's what it's like. Very, very sad with this Republican Party. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for a great show coming up. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute. Have a great weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Signing off for today.
We'll stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Hey! Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Oh, well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.